I just wanted to give a testimony. Actually, it's my wife's testimony. She's a little shy, so she wanted me to come on the microphone instead of her. Anyway, the Lord's been pressing on my wife to write up her health testimony, and I'm essentially going to read it, and I'm probably going to interject here and there where things I can elaborate on. But basically, in a nutshell, my wife had chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, and she was bedridden for many years, but the Lord miraculously cured her of all of it. So that's basically what this testimony is about. So I'm going to read it. I'm not sure if they posted it on the website yet, but I believe they're going to put it up in the testimony section here soon, so praise God. Anyway, here it is. I'm going to go ahead and read it, and I'm going to interject as I go forward here. This is my testimony as to what God has done in my life regarding my health. My wife's name, for some of you that don't know, her name is Holly. I battle with chronic fatigue syndrome and immune dysfunction and fibromyalgia syndrome for 5.5 years, slowly struggling to regain my health and energy level, starting from the point of being virtually bedridden for almost a year. There is no known cure for CFIDS or fibromyalgia, and I know of people who have been dealing with these conditions for over 20 years, some still unable to function in society. For over 20 years, I've had to take Sudafed due to nighttime sinus congestion. If I didn't take it, then I would wake up in the night feeling like I was suffocating. Since Kevin and I were born again in Jesus Christ in March of 2002, I got a jump start on my health, and it's been improving at a steady pace, and I have not had to see any doctors since then, which is pretty miraculous in itself. I was able to get off all prescription medications in 2002. Then in December of 2003, while visiting a group of spirit-filled born-again believers, I had hands laid on me and prayers said over me and was anointed with oil like it says to do in the Bible. In James 5, it says, verse 14, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." In Mark 16, verses 17 through 18, "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Now, they believed that God had healed me, but I had a hard time believing since I had been sick for so long and still felt tiredness and other symptoms. If I had a broken leg and could suddenly walk, then I would easily believe it. Also, the devil had convinced me that my sickness was a burden that I had to bear for Christ. I believed and accepted that having chronic fatigue was something that I would have to live with for the rest of my life. Now, if I may interject here, this is something that has been a recent revelation for us as well, but that there are a lot of people out there that believe that they have to carry their cross or their burden for Christ, and or that their sickness or illness is a cause of something like Paul's thorn, which if you really look at the word that Paul used in that context of the thorn in the flesh, basically the messenger from Satan that was buffeting him, if you look at that word infirmity, it's really referring to weakness, not a sickness. So there's a little bit of some things you guys might want to look into there, but we're not to bear sickness and disease for Jesus. He already did that at the cross for us. So continuing on, that was such a lie and a major hindrance to my healing. Jesus bore our sickness and diseases on the cross. Now, 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." So with hope, I observed my health, and I noticed that I did not get a cold or a flu that winter. I was also able to withstand colder temperatures. I went off all other supplements and was down to just one herbal supplement used specifically to boost my energy level. Now, Holly did try to go off of this around March 2004, but unsuccessfully. Continuing on, I know that God can heal me instantly as well as over time, and sometimes it is a trial of our faith he is putting us through, referencing 1 Peter 1:6-7. Now, in May of 2004, the Lord had pressed it upon my husband and I that we needed to enter a period of sanctification. Now, after researching in the Bible, we decided to fast and pray for 7 days, closing ourselves off from the outside world. After fasting 5 days, I was extremely weak since I was not fully healed. I again was debating whether or not to go off the supplement. And that is when the Lord let me know that I was healed. I specifically got the words, "You are healed," in my head. That still small voice she got. But the Lord was letting me know that I was already healed, past tense. And I decided to step out in faith, drop the supplement, and trust that He would carry me. And there was no other way for me to continue on fasting without His help, and He did not let me down. And she said, "I believe that fasting helped me to hear the Lord, but also, if I may add, it also helped her faith." So the fasting helped her faith in that context. And I remember when we were fasting, we were up till 3 o'clock in the morning just pressing in, seeking the Lord, and I could barely stay awake. And Holly was just, she had so much energy, I couldn't believe it. She was staying awake and praying, and I was crashing and falling off the couch almost. So it was really amazing to me that the Lord healed her right then and there. And it really comes down to the fact that we already were healed at the cross. And so I know that's not preached a lot in a lot of the churches. So anyway, continuing on, I believe the Lord has completely healed me. I have read of other testimonies of divine healings where the person just did not believe they were healed until they stepped out in faith and acted on that faith, despite what they saw, heard, or felt. As she references James 2:17, which talks about faith without works. So our works follow our faith. We believe that we're healed, then we walk it out. We get rid of things that might hinder us or might prove that we didn't believe that we're healed in the first place. So, now this is something that's been a revelation to the both of us probably in less than a year. We really, really understood how this really worked. And I got healed back in December myself from sleep apnea, a knee injury, and a back injury. So it really is a daily thing to walk. Continuing on. It's a daily thing to act in faith, and God will test your faith frequently. I believe I could have been healed back in December had I just stepped out fully in faith. I was looking to physical signs of healing as proof, when I needed just to have faith that healing was already accomplished at the cross, and all I needed to do was to receive that healing. The faith comes usually before the manifestation. So I believe that the fasting helped her get the faith and hear the Lord, that He already healed her. And when that connection was made, the faith just flew and just connected, and she got healed right then and there. It was manifested, that is. Continuing on, Matthew 9, verse 28. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto him, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it unto you." And their eyes were opened. So it's really all about faith, right? It really comes down to all about faith. I continue to enjoy my newly restored health. Praise God for His grace, mercy, and compassion to heal me, even with my little faith at that time. It only takes the faith the size of a mustard seed. There must have been many times that the devil would have me wonder if I was still sick, causing me to question or doubt my healing, especially when I'm weakened by fatigue or some other minor infirmity that may bring about symptoms similar to CFEDS or fibromyalgia. But I simply reject and refuse to believe that I was not healed by God, and that doubt leaves my mind along with the symptoms. Many times, Holly will get, like she just mentioned here, symptoms will come back, and it'll be the same symptoms of chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia. But, you know, she just stands in faith, what the Lord has already done for her, and then, you know, after a while it leaves, basically. So it's a test. Again, there is usually a trial of our faith before the total manifestation of healing. There may be more than one trial to see if we waver on what we have believed. Now, the next scripture reference is 1 Peter 5:8. Thank you, Michael, for putting the scripture in there. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And James 4:7. Says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So in closing here, during this time frame, I also had hands laid on me for my sinuses and they cleared up instantly. But later when I started to get some congestion, I went back to taking some Sudafed and got dependent on them again. Then one night, the Lord let me know that Sudafed was causing some heart problems I've been having for many years. Irregular heartbeat, chest and shoulder pains, etc. I had not connected the two things myself. The next day I decided to research Sudafed on the internet. I knew that ephedrine was not good, but I didn't know anything about Sudafed, which is epinephrine. I believe that's the right pronunciation. I found out that it can cause rapid heartbeats, etc. So I needed to get off them. So again, I prayed about it and decided to step out in faith that the Lord would keep my sinuses clear without it. And I've been off Sudafed since then and have not had any need of daily decongestant. My heart problems are gone. All praise goes to God. Both Kevin and I have had other healings and continue to have healings in our body, as well as being touched in many other areas in our life by God. I hope that this testimony of God's healing power and trials of your faith will bless you. I've abbreviated this so that any questions or comments, please let me know. I am thankful for my long-term illness since it brought me to God. All glory goes to God. In Jesus Christ, Holly and Kevin Ray. And that's basically the summary of her testimony. But one thing that's really helped us out, and in terms of, and actually using David's ministry has really helped us out, is understanding that this is already done at the cross. It's so important to realize that, and that we're not to bear a thorn such as sickness or disease or whatnot. But Jesus accomplished it all at the cross, and He has finished it all. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So, with that, I just want to praise God. He continues to do wonderful miracles. He continues to grow our faith as we walk. And just I pray that for all of you listening out there, that that these wonderful blessings come to you as well. So praise God, and I'll turn the mic back over. Thank you.